Hey, what's going on, everybody? Austin Bollinger here with the Daily New Year's Podcast. And today I want to talk about how we can overcome obstacles, setbacks, and disappointment on our quest to crush some huge goals in our lives. So as you know, Daily New Year's is all about not wasting any time in life. So no matter what time of the year it is, it's always a great time to start something new, to set a new goal, to try something new in your life. And as we do that, it's inevitable. We're going to face setbacks, obstacles, maybe even a little bit of failure now and again, and we're going to encounter disappointments. And so how do we keep our chin up and keep moving forward in spite of these obstacles and in spite of this disappointment? I've got some pretty good ideas that I think can help see you through these less than desirable times. But before we do, I want to jump into just a little story. So a couple of summers ago, my wife and I were headed out to our favorite camping spot about an hour and a half away from our house for a weekend of sunshine and some relaxation. I had the truck all loaded down with our gear, the dogs were in the back seat, and my wife and I were in the front seat ready to go. We were all ready for a much-needed weekend at the river. But on the way, we discovered that the road to our favorite camping spot was closed due to some bridge construction. Who would have thought? We never thought to check that kind of thing. It's just one of those things that happens, you know. It's a surprise obstacle. And it was a huge setback, right? I mean, the road was closed. We could have turned back and called off the weekend, retreated to the couch, and watched reruns of The Office all weekend. But we had already done so much prep work, and we had driven, I don't know, 80 or 90% of the way there. So turning back wasn't really an option, and we couldn't just stay where we were. And so is this starting to sound a little familiar? I mean, this was just a weekend camping trip, but I think this sounds very familiar to a lot of aspects of our lives as we strive to achieve certain things or achieve success or crush our goals. So we couldn't stay there and we couldn't turn back. So instead, we just pulled up the map on our GPS and we found an alternative route to our favorite camping destination. But it did mean that we would have to go the long way around. We had to turn around and backtrack a little ways. We had to use some very little known county roads. And we spent, you know, an extended amount of time driving, but eventually we had arrived at our destination. We finally made it. And so this story for me is a good reminder that we often encounter roadblocks, obstacles, and even setbacks in life. And sometimes they are literal roadblocks like bridge construction that have the potential to ruin our weekend. But sometimes they are obstacles in our lives that prevent us from achieving our goals. So perhaps obstacles seem to be a consistent part of your life. They're always popping up, getting in your way, derailing all the progress you're hoping to make. Or maybe things typically go pretty well for you, but you've suddenly had your first run in with a significant setback, obstacle, or even a failure. Either way, setbacks are a very, very real part of life, and overcoming obstacles is a necessary skill on the path to success. I mean, it's a skill that you can learn, and it's a skill that you're going to need as you strive for success. So when faced with obstacles, there are several methods I use to get back on track, and I'm going to share those right here with you today on the Daily New Year's Podcast. So I hope that you can use these in your life to overcome some obstacles that might be in your way right at this very moment, or maybe you can store these away for some obstacles that you're inevitably going to encounter sometime in the future. So let's dive on in. So the first technique that I like to use is just a mental shift that obstacles are only failures if they cause you to quit. So if you're facing a massive obstacle in your life, overcoming it may seem a little easier said than done. For many people, hitting a wall feels like failure, and so they immediately quit or turn in another direction entirely. But if you guys are going to be high achievers, if we as a whole are going to be high achievers, the first thing that we have to understand is that obstacles are only failures if we accept them as failures. In my camping story, my wife and I could have very easily canceled our trip. We could have turned that bridge construction, that road closing, into a failure, but we didn't. We found another way to achieve our goal. And so when faced with an obstacle, don't view it as a failure. Look for another way around the problem. I talk about this a lot. You can only fail when you quit. And so instead of accepting defeat and accepting failure, look for a lesson learned. Try to use the obstacle to get smarter and stronger, and then go at the problem again and crush it. Just absolutely crush it. Just go around the problem, go through the problem, go over or under. It doesn't matter. Just take that obstacle and use it to become stronger, more perseverant, and more resilient. All right, so number two, I use this all the time in my personal life. Always, always, always plan for the worst, but hope for the best. And so this may sound a little pessimistic. I don't mean for it to at all, but setbacks are inevitable. There's no way around it. You know, they're just inevitable. So no matter how skilled or talented you are, something is bound to go wrong in your life at some point, especially if you're stepping beyond your comfort zone and trying something new or exceedingly challenging. Successful people do not become successful by avoiding obstacles. They just don't. They become successful by learning to expect setbacks, and that way they can face them head on. Everything is easier to deal with if you're expecting it. And that's why I always say plan for the worst, but hope for the best. It's intended to help you mentally prepare for the possibility that something may go wrong so that you can better see it coming. It's not meant to give you a pessimistic worldview and walk around always grumbling, well, something's going to go wrong eventually. I mean, that's a slippery slope and that could happen. The idea here, though, is to, you know, really bulletproof your plan. If you have a goal or a plan in mind, say, you know, what could go wrong with this? And really evaluate those weak spots and then say, well, if that does go wrong, what can I do to overcome that bad situation? So when you prepare for the worst, you remove the power that the bad situation has over you instead of allowing it to surprise you, derail you, and destroy your motivation and momentum. Because when you're unprepared for a setback, it's more likely to derail you and discourage you, which may cause you to quit altogether. But if you see that thing coming, you can see that thing coming. Being prepared allows you to more easily see that there's almost always another way to achieve your goal if you try. All right, so number three, this one's a little bit more ambiguous and a little bit harder to do, but it's limit your disappointment. This one's tough. So not hitting your goal quickly enough or even achieving it at all can be extremely disappointing. And the longer you've spent striving for a goal, the greater disappointment you're going to have if you miss the mark. Worst of all, being disappointed is like a toxic feeling. The more you let it, you know, kind of ruminate, the worse it gets. So the longer you dwell on disappointment, the more it's going to disrupt your ability to focus on your other goals. I've seen it all the time. It used to happen to me all the time. And occasionally it still does. It's a total bummer and a total drag. It's important to acknowledge your feelings. Absolutely. Because it's never good to bottle things up. If something's bothering you, you can't just choke it down, ignore it, because eventually it's going to build and it's going to come out probably in a more explosive way. But most experts say that we should try to limit the amount of time we allow ourselves to feel disappointed. We have to accept the outcome, you know, of that disappointing event. But then we have to begin to think about our next steps. Are we going to try again? If so, what next step do you need to take? Is that goal no longer possible for you? Did the negative, disappointing thing that happened, you know, did it just completely kill your dream? I know some local guys here where I live who wanted to be NFL stars, and I don't know their full backstory, but for whatever reason, the NFL was just no longer possible for them. And that's disappointing. That's super disappointing, especially if you've been playing football your entire life. But did they ruminate on the disappointment and let it derail everything they were trying to do? Heck no. They actually started an organization within our local high school to help young men become, you know, professionals and become leaders in the community. So they ended up starting something that's going to affect more lives in a hugely positive way than probably they ever would have done in the NFL. So they did not let that disappointing news derail them. So they accepted the outcome. They decided how they were going to proceed, and then they proceeded. And so if you get some disappointing news or just disappointment happens, you know, check in with that. Allow yourself to feel it, acknowledge it, don't just bottle it up, but then plan your next steps and move forward. If you want to dive a little deeper into how to deal with disappointment, there's a great article on Psychology Today. I will drop a link to that in the show notes if you're interested in checking it out, because there are some really good strategies for overcoming disappointment. But the big thing is just trying to acknowledge it. Tell yourself, hey, the longer you allow yourself to feel this way, the longer it's going to distract you from your goals and hold you back. So deal with it, let it go, and plan your next steps. So the fourth tip for overcoming obstacles and disappointment and just setbacks in general is just remember the old saying of, at first you don't succeed, try again. John Maxwell has a book and he often says this quote, but sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. This is an adaptation from the old saying, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. And like I mentioned before, obstacles are not failures. They are simply a setback that we need to overcome. And one great way to do this is to look for a lesson in the perceived failure and then try to apply that newfound knowledge to your next attempt. Learn a lesson, get stronger, get smarter, and tackle that problem again. And if you want to check out that book, Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn, I will drop a link to that in the show notes as well. But ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? What can I improve upon so that I have a better chance of success the next time around? Have you ever heard that definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? I'm not sure that's the actual definition, but the point really hits home. If you keep hitting walls and keep going at your goal or your mission the same way, knowing that you're going to hit that wall again, you know, why would you do that? That's kind of the definition of insanity. So instead, learn a lesson, get smarter, and try again. So if at first you don't succeed, try again, right? That's what we're saying here. So number five, the final tip for dealing with obstacles and disappointment is, I got this from a podcast interview with Elise Lyons, the Savvy Sagittarius. She's a financial blogger. She's on a mission to be debt-free. And I think that's episode, it was pretty early, 5 or 6 in the Daily New Year's podcast. I'll drop a link down in the show notes or just scroll back to the beginning if you're in your favorite podcast app and look for that. But she said a quote in that interview that I have just integrated almost as a mantra in my life. And it's, goals aren't about being perfect. They're about being better than you were before. When she said that in an interview, I was floored. And I was so excited because that one-liner quickly became my new favorite quote. And when we're looking to, you know, overcome obstacles, setbacks, or even disappointment, we have to remember that even if we don't achieve our goal, or if it's taking way longer than we ever could have imagined, the act of trying alone is making us better than we were before. If you're trying to save money, but emergencies keep jumping up to deplete your savings, think about where you would be if you didn't have that savings account to fall back on. You would probably be getting deeper and deeper into debt. So sure, maybe your savings account keeps getting hit and maybe it's empty at this point, but you don't have massive debt. You would if you didn't have that savings to begin with. So don't let that discourage you. If you're trying to lose weight and your goal was to lose, 50 pounds, and you're 15 pounds short of that weight loss goal, but you're eating better, you're working out consistently, you're feeling healthier, you know, maybe you didn't hit your goal, but aren't you better than you were before? Absolutely you are. Absolutely you are. So don't let, you know, falling a little bit short count as a total failure. You just can't. You have to remember that the act of trying alone is better than not trying at all. And getting somewhere, having a little bit of progress is better than no progress at all. All right. So those are my five strategies for overcoming obstacles, overcoming disappointment. You know, being able to do this, to be able to persevere in light of obstacles and setbacks is a vital skill on the path to success. So you really have to become an overcomer. Research shows that how you deal with disappointment is an accurate predictor of your ability to be successful in life. If you shut down every time you face a roadblock or a setback, your ability to be successful is going to be far less than if you refuse to accept defeat in your life. So overcoming obstacles isn't easy, but just like with anything else, you just have to practice, 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 and you will improve. You know, when you become disappointed, if you keep practicing these strategies, you'll find that the amount of time that you're disappointed or the amount of time that you're in a bad mood after a disappointment will be greatly reduced over time. You know, something might have ruined your entire day a year ago, but you might find that after a year's worth of practice, disappointment only puts you in a bad mood for an hour or maybe even 5 minutes. And that's going to make you so much more powerful on your path to success, especially with setting goals. Man, it's going to be a powerful skill. So start working on that today. Practice these five strategies. And again, I just want to recap these for you. So number one, obstacles are only failures if they cause you to quit, if you accept defeat and accept failure. Number two is plan for the worst and hope for the best. Number three is do your best to limit your disappointment. Don't ruminate on the problem. Number four is if you don't succeed, try again. Learn a lesson, get smarter, and tackle the problem. And number five, just remember, goals aren't about being perfect. They're about being better than you were before. So there you have it. I hope these strategies have just given you loads of ammunition to use against your next obstacle, your next setback. And I hope you're inspired to go out, set some huge goals, and just forge a path forward towards your dreams. And hey, before I let you go, speaking of setting big goals, I have just published my very first book called Crush Your Goals, and it includes 16 chapters that are broken across four sections that are going to guide you through the entire goal setting process. So, you know, Daily New Year's is all about ditching your old tired resolutions. We set those resolutions at the beginning of the year, and then we just don't follow through. This book is designed to help you break through that ceiling and to help you set and crush goals all year long. So section one is cultivating a goal-getter's mindset. So this is going to give you that rock-solid foundation that you need to get started on your goal-setting journey. Section two is getting started with goal-setting, and that comes with new goal-setting strategies, a brand new goal-setting framework, and so much more. Section three, I'm so excited about. It's establishing a system for success. So this is building routines, building habits, building a support network, getting accountability partners, a mastermind group, building momentum, and so much more. And then, of course, the fourth and final section is dealing with difficulties along the way. This whole episode of the podcast has been dedicated towards overcoming obstacles and setbacks. And the fourth section of the book, Crush Your Goals, is dealing with difficulties, because goal setting is not all sunshine and rainbows. There are going to be challenges along the way. And I wanted this fourth section to really give you the tools that you need as a reader to face those challenges head on and kick some major butt. So if you haven't got the book yet, you can find that on Amazon, or you can visit crushyourgoalsbook.com. In addition to the 16 fantastic chapters, there's also 29 free worksheets and self-assessments that are even going to help you maximize your goal-setting performance even further. That's completely free of charge with your purchase of the book. And like I said, go to crushyourgoalsbook.com and check that out. I think you're going to like what you find. As always, if you found value in this episode, man, just please share it with a family member, a friend, a colleague, anybody in your circle that you think could benefit from this message, especially today's message. You know, everyone deals with setbacks and failures, absolutely everyone. And so if you see somebody in your life going through a tough spot, going through a hard patch, man, share this episode with them. That way they can use this information to overcome their own obstacles. So I'd appreciate it. I appreciate you being here. You guys just have no idea how much it means to me that you come back week after week and listen to the stuff that I have to say. You know, it's never the point for me just to sit here and talk to be talking. I don't think anybody wants that. The point is just to add as much value to you guys, to your lives, as I possibly can. And I hope that I've done that for you today. And I guess until next time, take care.